Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello you and you, and welcome to Poshby's Couch. It's another beautiful day. You know what, guys, today is my brother's birthday, so let me start with that. Shout out to Brother Shil, and to everyone that's celebrating their birthday today. So yeah, it's been a good day. How are you? You know, how has your day been? How has your week also been? It's been a lovely week for me. Yeah. So this week I started placement in school. So I've actually had a very eventful week. And then the finale of it is it was Mother's Day yesterday. Yeah, so, and that's why we are here today, to celebrate our mothers. But before we do that, let's recap on last week's show. Last week, we did a show with Saddam Opi, if you guys can remember very well. Opi was here yesterday, a very good friend of mine. And we spoke about the dream, you know, the migration dream and the reality. You know, the dream that we came when we were coming to this country of, we're going to pick money on the floor. Everything's going to be fine in 1 week or 1 month. But then the reality hits when we get here. But then we don't give up. We keep going until we get to exactly where we want to be. And he shared his story of how everything went left. And then eventually, he got it right. Now he's a musician and he's doing his music again. And we all listened to his music last week. And that was a very good music about hustling, don't give up, keep going. So it was a beautiful show last week. And I'm believing that we're going to have even a better one today because, you know, we're celebrating our mothers. We're celebrating women in general. We're celebrating motherhood. You know, I can talk about my mom till that kingdom come because that woman has played a significant role and still playing in my life. So, and I'm sure each and every one of you also have a similar story like mine. Even to the moms that have passed on, you guys know what your mom has done for you. And even the foster mom, they know, and people that don't even know their mom, there was a mother in your life that you want to celebrate. And that's what we'll be celebrating today. We'll be talking about our mom, you know, everything they've went through and the punishment they made us go through also, even though it was out of love. You know, those stood up, those sit down. There's this kind of punishment that I used to receive when I was young. You know, they will ask you to sit down on your bum. You cannot touch ground, you cannot stand up. And it was crazy. But yeah, we loved it. And that's why we all turn out to be who we are today is down to our mom. So I thought, what's the best song to actually start with? So I'm going to go with the general song. To me, that's the most popular song for mom, which is Sweet Mother. I think that song has been around till Thy Kingdom Come. I didn't even do my research enough. I should have actually found out exactly when that song came out. But that song is sung that song is sung by Nico Mbaga. So yeah, he's a Cameroonian, and I think some Nigerian-ish in that song. So that's the song we're gonna start with. Let's dance, let's celebrate our mom, then we get onto the show in a minute. So Sweet Mother, I Will Not Forget You, in a minute.
Sasa.
Make you no cry again. Oh, my mother. Oh, sorry.
Welcome back, my people. Right. You know what? I thought that was a very good song to start with, Sweet Mother. Like I said earlier, guys, I could speak about my mom till that kingdom come, but it's not about me today. I have a guest, and she's going to do most of the talking. I mean, actually, today, it's you know, this show is always like a interview interaction, but today there won't be an interview. It's going to be more of interaction. We're just going to talk about women. We talk about mothers. We talk about motherhood as a whole, you know, the resilience, you know, the job they are doing, they've done, and they will still be doing in our lives, you know. You know, the circle of even getting pregnant, I think that's very, very important, because most of women cannot relate and will never relate to pregnancy. And that's where we need to start from, like, from the first day that lady or that woman or that girl conceived that pregnancy. That's the day the problem started. I mean, blessing in disguise, let's not say problem. You know, the blessing in disguise start from that very time, very, very moment. And that woman will carry that baby for a whole 9 months. You know, and that's what it's all about with this show that we're gonna be talking about today. So I'm gonna introduce my guest. You know, let me introduce my guest. I don't know where to start, because she's this is a lady that does my editing in a very good way. She's amazing. She's a very good friend. I've known her for a bit now, and she's into event. She's a social worker. She's a woman I called woman or jack of many trades, because the thing is, she's very hand-on. She's an all-rounder lady, well-spoken, intelligent. I think I'm giving her too much, but
keep them coming.
Let's be calming down. So her name is Brittany, but she goes by Boss Lady, no, Boss Queen. Anything that has to do with boss. Not because she's bossy, it's just that she wants her presence to be felt. So, good evening, Boss Queen. How are you today?
Good evening, Mister. I am feeling blessed being here today. And yeah, thank you for having me in your show. Really feeling honored to be, you know, a woman that has been invited to talk about motherhood and just talk about women and what kind of craft we have within us. So yeah, thank you for having me today.
Thank you. How are you? Because I ask everyone on this show, because it's very important. How are you is a little but big question that we actually don't take, we take for granted. So how are you?
To be honest, it's a long story, but right. Let me just say, it has been a whole lot of weekend,
right.
But I'm blessed, like I say, to be here. There's always, you know, a reason for things happening, and this weekend has been that kind of weekend.
Right.
But we're taking everything with a pinch of salt and just enjoying life. So yeah, I'd say I'm good. I'm feeling good today. Yeah.
I'm glad
How
to
are
that.
You, actually?
I'm very well. I've not really done anything today, to be honest, apart from going to the gym. And then I take my time to prepare for today's show. Because, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. And one thing I don't want to do in life is get comfortable.
Yeah.
As much as it's good to get comfortable, it's also not good to be comfortable, because when you get too comfortable, then you mess up.
That's
so I will still do my script for every episode, and I will still go through it one after the other, and I know what... I mean, there might be some freestyle along the line that will come here and there, but yes, I did my script, and I had some rest, drank water, and here I am.
Amazing. You know what? I think it's a good idea to always plan, because otherwise, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So,
absolutely.
Yeah? So that's
absolutely. And that leads us to mom. I think when it comes to, let's start from pregnancy.
Yeah.
Some pregnancy are planned.
Yeah.
Some are not planned.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the fact remains, before existence or before the baby comes out, we have to go through this pregnancy phase. And I want to imagine I mean, we can both imagine that together.
I'm telling you, I'm just looking at you imagining, okay?
We can, of course, we can imagine, we can empathize that. I mean, you've seen women around you where they are pregnant.
Yes, of course. I've got friends who have, you know, been pregnant in, and I've actually been supportive as a friend. I've got, I used to work as a nurse when I was in Germany. So I used to work also with, you know, women who are about to conceive, just to go through that journey. Mm-hmm. It is a blessed time, irregardless of the situation or circumstances that has led to the pregnancy.
That's right.
Of course, like you say, sometimes it's planned, sometimes it's not planned. Mm-hmm. But I always like to think that, as I say, I think I've been repeating this these words this weekend quite a lot, but there's always a reason for something happening.
Oh, yes.
And conceiving or being pregnant is one major thing that can happen to any woman.
That's right.
I don't think I can imagine any kind of woman saying, well, I can't imagine, I don't want to have children. It is a choice, but it is not God-given, I would say, because it's God-given for women to conceive.
That's
and
right. That's
this
right.
is why we carry the uterus. Yeah.
That's right. And during this process, there's a lot of things that happens in woman's body.
Mm.
I mean, I've had a friend that threw up for like 4 months of the pregnancy stage. I've had that one that will be craving different kind of food in the middle of the night. And they say, I want to eat. I remember one of my auntie was saying, there's this lady that was craving for, what's it called? Ash. You know, when you know, charcoal.
Yeah, the charcoal.
Yeah, she was craving for a charcoal.
Quite a lot of women in Africa actually eat
what
that.
What the hell is that?
Yes.
And you know, and women will not be able to actually, you know, fathom that, like, oh, charcoal, are you okay?
To be honest, pregnancy will bring you. I have, you know, I haven't had the pleasure yet, God willing, one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen women going through hell for the first 3 months.
Yeah,
their hormonal change, the body changes, and the impact it has on oneself. If you, let's say, if you weren't ready to be pregnant, this is going to actually throw you off guard. It's a big shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women are just quite resilient being.
They are. Like, and then, you know, the baby grows from 0 day all the way to 9 months.
Can you imagine?
And that pregnancy, I mean, that your belly will keep expanding and expanding. And then you just feel like, I mean, God is great, but women
all
are powerful.
Because so
women are powerful because, you know, if I've eaten and I had too much, I know how I felt in my belly. I'm like, yeah, I'm dying.
Now imagine a child.
Exactly.
And then you have to eat something.
And they still have to, you have to dehydrate.
And
you
everything.
Have to do,
yes.
You have to exercise.
Yes.
Like, I can't even move when I'm...
This is why we say with women, we create, we build. This is why even in the Bible it says, you give a woman a house, she makes a home. As a man, you plant that seed, but then she is the one who is actually making it grow, nurturing it, you know. And, oh, it's just great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I think this is why there's a bond between the child and the mother right from onset. You know, no matter how women try to play a role in the child's life, there's always this urge that women have, or mother, let's move to mother now, that mother have over father in when it comes to childbirth. I know, like I said, we are not mothers to talk about this properly, but tell me, what is your upbringing between your dad and your mom? Who's your bestie? Who are you more closest to? Let's start from that.
Before going there, let me correct you. Irregardless of both of us not being mothers, or let's say you are a dad, actually, you know how it is, isn't it? But one thing I can assure you is, it takes a village to actually build. It takes a village to raise a child.
That's right.
So for me, I always would like to think I'm a big part of a big community where I have actually raised already a lot of children that are not my own. Apparently, some of my friends are still raising me. So I don't know. Who has been my best friend? To be honest, I always say the one that I always argue the most with is the one that will be my best friend, which is my dad. I think we have the same similarities and all.
Okay.
But my mom is always the, how do you say, you know, the person who holds the family together, mm-hmm. who reminds us what family means, mm-hmm. the family values, the love that mm-hmm. comes with, you know, mm-hmm. the togetherness.
Yeah,
it's, I would say actually both of them, it depends on which situation.
That situation.
If I need...
Who do you run to when you're in problem?
When I'm in problem. So basically I'll run to my mom and tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mom would know how to communicate it to my dad. Because mm-hmm. mothers are also very non-reactive at some point. They gauge, is this situation to be reacted to? Is this situation, how can I deal with it? Okay. How can I approach my husband with it?
Okay.
Because sometimes it can be too much. And I can assure you, yes, I used to go first to my mom.
Like everyone. Same here.
Yes.
And I feel like it's back down to the bond that you guys created when you were still young.
Yeah, that's so true.
There's this, you know, there's this cordial mm-hmm. that a mom has with a child that just... Okay, let me put you on the spot.
Okay.
When you earn your first salary, back then, who did you give it to?
Okay, we're not gonna lie
and,
here.
And apart from that, who do you send money to most out of both of them?
Well, my mom needs... she needs to get dressed. She needs to look
you
good.
You see what I'm saying?
And yeah, fathers don't ask much. I think the attention, the love, you know, the presence and mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. But mothers, they're women at the end of the day. And we women, we like to look good. Things are always there in our eyes, flashy. Mm-hmm. We want to go to nice restaurants.
Do you think
and
that's why
that?
You send your mom money? Or it's just...
You know,
just,
I think...
It's natural. It's to me, I feel it's natural.
It is a natural thing indeed. You just feel like, okay, they have been there. Like, mom has been there mm-hmm. throughout. And
you just feel like you need to give back.
And she doesn't ask. Honestly, my mom does. I'm speaking from my perspective. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My mom will never ask. If you don't give, you don't give. Mm-hmm. She's appreciative of anything that comes her way.
Mm-hmm.
But... other than that, it's not like she has actually told me once, you're never going to be able to reward me for being, you know, bringing you
to this world.
Yeah, bringing you to this world.
Absolutely.
And bringing you up.
Mm-hmm.
That one,
you
it's unpayable.
You cannot repay that.
Yeah,
there's
you can
no
only
you can.
Do...
You can do your bits and then you have to leave the rest.
Exactly.
But that bitch just have to keep doing it and over and over. And this is one of the reasons why we celebrated Mother's Day yesterday.
I know.
And now we're here again talking about how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
Let's talk about their strength. And I want you to speak from your own perspective
mm-hmm.
of the strength of women and strength of mother. How do you see that? Where do they get that strength from? What keeps them going?
First of all, shout out to all the mothers in this world. Mm. You are the rock.
Mm.
You are, like, I don't even know how to explain. You make this world a better place.
That's right.
And actually, mothers teaches us to stay together in this world. All of us wouldn't be here without the mothers.
No,
I'm not talking only about mothers conceived, but also mm-hmm. the ones that have lost their babies, and mm-hmm. also the ones who are about to conceive or thinking about
to, mm-hmm,
exactly
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
strength of a mom. Undescribable.
Mm.
I don't know, from a woman to woman is different.
Mm.
The threshold that comes with motherhood, I cannot fathom yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God willing, like I say, one day, but I can just imagine it is a very, very big responsibility that comes with a woman, like with motherhood.
Mm.
And they are the strongest people. I don't know how they would put their own, I say, you know, whatever they are going through, they will put it aside first to take care of the child,
that's
making sure that the child is actually cared for,
mm-hmm.
the child is looked after,
mm-hmm.
and actually well represented. And I remember my mom always saying, if you are good, everybody else will know that I'm good.
That's right.
And it's so sweet to know, because mm-hmm. even today she would always tell me when I say, oh, mom, I'm not okay. She won't be okay.
Mm.
So... like it's, I think the strength comes from God, first of all.
Yeah, yeah,
from woman to woman differently. And I just don't know actually where they get it from. I really wonder, because kids can be a lot at times.
Oh yeah, I was gonna move to that. I was gonna because the strength that women has,
yeah,
the way we kids are so naughty, rough, playful, and they managed to tame us. You know, and that's just like, and okay, actually, let me use this simple example. Today, earlier yesterday, one of my friends, she gave birth just last year, and then she was like, "Oh, Posh, I can't believe how I do not know how strong I was until now." I was like, really was like, I'm celebrating my first Mother's Day, but I do not know, I do not have an idea of what mother is until now. And as and when she was speaking to me, I'm like, so now she's transiting from just a normal girl or a normal woman to mother, and now she can see the massive difference. Because me also, I would be like, why are women, mother also attached with their kids? Why are they always there? But until you actually experience it, I think that's another level to that strength. I think immediately you have the baby,
I think
the strength comes.
I think motherhood comes naturally. And also, okay, maybe naturally is not the word, but I would say, yeah, you can only experience it once you have the baby there. Like it has to be, there's no script that comes and say, this is how you're going to be a mother. A good mother needs to be like this, this, Every child is also quite different, and they come with their own challenges, isn't it? And also, you know, challenges as well as good things. So basically, as a mom, I think the nature just does it. It changes a woman's body, the woman's mindset, to something else. Because I know that my mom always say, you cannot really, really relate until you have your own. Because, oh, she always says, I cannot wait for you to have a you. Then you will know what I went through. And me, I'm like, I wasn't that bad. I don't think.
But
yeah, I think it's, you cannot describe it, honestly. It just comes...
It comes naturally. It comes naturally. And then you have to think of the values. Because I feel like a lot of time, when we are deviating, when we are losing it, they kept the culture. They like, let's talk about religion, let's talk about world culture, let's talk about moral. They always keep us in line every time. And it has always been there.
Yes.
And it's passed down to the next generation and next generation. How do they do that?
You know what? I think there is like some sort of a norm what the society is expecting of a human being generally,
right,
and how to live together in life. So as a mom, already having experienced that life and knowing what morals and values are there, they try to implement it in order for people to have a symbiotic life, in order for them to be okay living with others, knowing that this is a world that God has given us, you know, generally, but we have to share it. This is why they start also even talking, you know, using those kind of quotes like sharing is caring, making sure that you're implementing it in your, and all the religion, just to give you also like, strength for yourself, you know, this like being religious and believing in God or God, Allah or whoever, exactly, does actually ground you. It does bring you back to your mother in terms of the nurturing, in terms of being humbling, and the humility that comes with where you're coming from and what your mom was trying to implement in you,
right,
as a child, as well as how you're going to be progressing in, you know, when you're older.
When you're getting older.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Is that why they call it motherland?
I think
because I've never heard of fatherland. It's always
to be motherland. Honest,
yes. How do we arrive at motherland? Like?
But let's be honest. Just a question. Shout out to all the dads who are actually playing a mother role there. Because actually there are dads who are doing great just raising their kids. Have taken that responsibility. How do women do that? Did you say, how do mothers do that?
I don't know. I was asking, how do we arrive at motherland? Because I've never heard someone said fatherland.
But you know what? I would like to think a mom or a woman is very able in multitasking.
Right.
And I think with everything, all the responsibility that comes with her, she should be breaking at this point, even before having a child, with the hormones that are ongoing within us women, we should be breaking and, you know, not being able to actually be calm and collected, but because of the fact that we're resilient, you know, women are resilient, they're nurturing, they're calm, and they're the ones who get things together. Problems arrive, but they actually know how to tackle.
They know how to stay more.
They know.
Because I feel like men are hunters. You hop from here, you hop there, you're there. But there's always someone at home.
Yeah.
That you're coming back to.
It is very important.
And that's why it's a motherland, because you're coming back to that place. That seat is there.
It's always there.
And it's the mother that's sitting on that seat.
And it's a safe environment for you to be you
as
a person. Mm. Anywhere else, you might be somebody else. I can be a social worker out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can be, I don't know, doing event management or whatever. I can be a Britney out here, but at the end of the day, I'm still my mom's child.
That's right.
So that is always, and when I go back home, it's still that nest.
Mm-hmm,
still that warmth there. Mm. You feel like comfortable being just you. So I think that's why they call it motherland, I'd like to think.
That would be one of the reasons. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because I thought of it like, why is it always motherland? Mother tongue.
Mm.
You know, they call it mother tongue. They didn't say father tongue.
But at the end of the day, women are the ones who are creating quite a lot of things. Men are, don't
but
get
those
me wrong.
Things have been existing for a long time.
And I agree, but men...
And quote, it's run by men. Patriarchy. That's how it was. That's,
oh, yes,
that's the
course,
norm, remember? So for them to actually give women that, you know, that's how significant, that's how big.
The thing is, women, we can be very emotionally led.
Mm.
That's where fatherhood also is very important
because
it leads to the fact that there can be, you know, a structure can be created.
Mm.
Because yes, don't get me wrong, men can be bringing all these things, but it's the woman that organizes,
it together.
Keeps it together.
That's right.
And then the structure, the man sees, okay, this is the path that we need to be going because the woman is trying to, you know, to show. Even though people say the man should be leading or generally, you know, the father should be. But at the end of the day, I always try to think, it takes two to tango.
It takes two to tango.
And sometimes listening, it makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And even in the modern world right now,
when
you think of what women are doing career-wise, and you think how they are breaking the grounds, how, you know, there's no more women are sitting at home and cook and do those. Mm-mm. They are doing a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
More than that. Even, and this is not even like just... I'm gonna leave motherhood and just face career, or I'm gonna face career. They're actually doing it together.
Multitasking,
and they have a beautiful, great career.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, raise beautiful kids.
Yes,
raise like it's amazing.
My favorite song is by Shaggy, "Strength of a Woman." He appreciates all women in their capacity of just being themselves, because we can do a lot of things if we want to. Multitasking is just in us, women.
I think
God wanted us to get, like, it is implemented in us so that we can be able to actually even have children and guide them, show them the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if you are not able to do a lot of things at once, you're going to be panicking every time your child is hurting herself or himself, or the child is not okay, or the child wants your attention. You have to be able to tackle all the things together.
That's right.
But I really appreciate women who don't forget themselves at the end of the day. Self-care is very important.
It's very, very important.
As much as you have children, I always say, one day, God willing, when I have children, 100%, I'm not going to forget myself. Hopefully not, because that's what all women say, isn't it? And pop, you have a child, then the focus goes fully on the child.
It does.
I think self-care is very important in terms of, do not forget that you, I am a Britney.
Life person before you become a mom.
Exactly.
But then that's why kids...
Mm-hmm.
Human being as a whole should celebrate mom.
I'm telling you.
And that's why we're here today.
That's why.
And we're going to play a song right now. It's called Mama by Adekunle Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen to that song and we're back. We're going to do some, we'll talk more about the strength of motherhood.
This is not a regular song, oh mama. From the depth of my heart, I wrote this one for you. everything, Lord, for me. You gave me everything, no, thank you, mama. Because you're the best, every day to me now, Mother's Day. Mama, you're the best. Mashe urefu ilaye. You wanna be kind, nobody pass you, mama. I love you every day. Oh, fuck me, yami, oh, yeah. Dance, ya, mama. Dance, ya, mama. Hey, Gijo, I'm a mama, oh. Hey, oh, need you, boo, mommy, oh. Dance, ya, mama. Dance, ya, mama. Nobody go replace you for my life, oh, yeah. Salonje, Superman. When I have you, mommy. Hey, she, a lock of me. You made me a good man, no. I go make you proud every day. Spend on you every day. Pray for you every day, mama. You no go suffer, oh mama. You go live longer, mama. For I no go die unless you go by the road. I mean, yeah, she 120, oh, mama. Ninu owo pelu ayo. E ma gbadun lo go si joro fun yo.
Welcome back, my people. Yeah, that song is by Adekunle Gold and his mama. And that song is just saying how we need to celebrate our mother every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mother Day is good, which is a day that I set aside for mothers. But listen, guys, moms are everyday thing. We need to celebrate them. We need to listen to them. And I'm going to do some, give some advice to young people that are listening to the show in a minute about mom, because I know how challenging it can be between, you know, when the kids are still growing, there's always conflict. There's always problem going on between you and your mom. Like, my mom is stubborn. My mom, I remember one of my little brother like that. He would tell me, my mom is stubborn.
And I'm thinking, who born you?
Really? So yeah, we're gonna get to that segment. But and guys, if you have anything you want to rant about, don't forget to post your rant, then we can rant it together. And then also, if you have anything to advertise, I'm here. You know, this show is powered by Posh P Therapy. You guys, you know what to do. I'm here for everyone. You want to talk to me, you want to have a one-on-one session, book a session, call me. I'm right here. Posh P Couch is a safe place where everybody can actually talk about anything and everything. Then we can all live a fulfilled life. And yeah, so we go back to the show. Right, boss lady, Brittany, what are the, right, growing up or right now, what are the most valuable things that you've learned from your mom?
You know, the thing is, I always say, so my mom was also just like any other mom in this society nowadays, working, juggling children everything. What have I learned from her, I think, is keeping calm at all situation.
Right.
And also put God first for everything. Values, being respectful of others and making sure that you empathize with other people. Like, always do not project your emotions on others. Those are the because we women can be very emotional.
That's right.
And it's always then about me. I want to tell you this and you have to understand. But actually, keep calm, listen, and try to understand what is the other person trying to tell you. I think those are the values, like the major values that my mom has, you know, taught me. And just to be able to integrate anywhere I go. Because, I mean, I immigrated from Africa to Germany, then to the UK. And I've been able to just integrate within communities and just adjust and, you know, being okay. So I think, yeah, she did a good job there.
What are the sacrifice that, because mothers does a lot of sacrifice that we might not even know about.
Yeah.
Is there a sacrifice your mom has done that you are aware of?
Yes, I think she put all of us children. By the way, thank you, mom. Love you so much for that. Oh, God. I think she put her career aside so that she can make sure that we are okay in the home. So my mom was a tailor, or she is a tailor, and she had to put that one on the side because it comes with a lot of work. And, you know, when you have a lot of people asking for clothes or order, all the orders that comes with it, she had to put that one aside for her to focus on the children. And she had to take another job, you know, just to represent that financial stability. So that one is really appreciative because, to be fair, as a woman of the 21st century, now somebody asking me to put my career aside for my child. I don't know. Maybe it will be possible for the first 2-3 years, but I cannot imagine to put my career completely aside you know, just focus on the children. As much as, yes, God willing, I know that I will love my children, but I think for my own sanity, I would still need to go to work. So,
Fair enough. I think if you were to ask me that question, one thing I can remember vividly that stood out for me, because my mom and dad separated while I was still very young. And my mom, being a very beautiful woman that she is, had a lot of options. I mean, suitors. That's the word, suitors. And then I remember my mom would say, so those men that came to our life during that period wanted to, because my mom, she's very pretty. I'm sure you've seen that picture.
Oh, yes, 100%.
So they want her to give us, me and my siblings, to our mom, which is our grandma, so they can start a new life. They don't want her to, they want to live with her like as a single, what's the word? By herself, not with her kids. They want to marry her, but not the kids.
Yes.
Basically.
Ah, okay.
They want to marry her. And my mom will be like, I cannot leave my kids. If you want to marry me, you're going to have to marry me and my 3 kids with you.
That's a whole package.
Like my mom had to sacrifice remarrying just because of that.
Oh, it's really,
I know she might think I wasn't aware of this.
Yes.
But I'm sure she's listening right now.
And kids actually, they notice.
Yeah, we know things. Yeah. We know things. So the reason why she never remarried again, which is over almost 30 years now, was actually because she doesn't want to part ways with her kids.
Oh.
And that's a level of commitment and sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a mommy's boy, and I'm proud to say that.
Yes, we know that. I'm proud to say that.
In a good way, because listen, we need to balance.
Yes.
It's a balance. Your mom, you have to do what's necessary. I remember me coming to this country, and I knew what my mom has to do to actually get me to this country. And I remember back in the day, she gave me £250 when I came to the coast. Like, this is money will not finish. It's what you'll be spending. And that money has never finished.
Amen.
That prayer from that day is still working.
See?
Till this very day.
Mama's prayer is
the best. It's thank you. So, yeah, and these are the strength. These are the reason why we need to celebrate them.
Exactly.
That is why I actually wrote a poem for her yesterday that I sent to her. I'm not going to read it, so I'm going to make you guys emotional.
You're going to make me emotional here now. I was going to be curious. What exactly?
No, I will share that. But yeah, so we are celebrating our moms. I'm sure everybody also at home now, they are saying, my mom is this, my mom is that. I would love to hear, guys, if you want to put on the post right now, what is the best thing about your mom? And let's just celebrate our mom together. right now. So that's my that's where I can actually tell you what my mom has done for me in terms of sacrifice.
But you know what? The fact that actually, I'm sorry to say this, the fact that she had to choose between her children, you guys, and her husband, that says a lot about the community rather than herself. Because why would you want a woman to be separated by their, you know, from their children?
That was what it was back in the days.
It's difficult.
It's easier now because people are, you know, people are integrating, like you word used earlier. People are getting educated. They know that it's inevitable for people to have kids outside wedlock, unfortunately, So things are happening. Even in marriage, people get married, they divorce, there's kids.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean your life has ended. You still have to move on. So people are getting educated, people are getting aware. They are now accepting that when you are going for someone with kids, it comes as a package. And that package is actually a blessing. So, but if you can't handle it, then you just stay aside. Don't come and say, oh, I want your child, but I don't want you, but I want... There's no pick and choose.
Exactly.
There's no pick and choose.
As much as the umbilical cord was cut between mom and the baby does not mean that the connection is cut.
It's not,
my mom always feel when I'm poorly and I'm here. She will call me and say, oh, this and this happens. Are you okay, actually? And I'm like, how did you? I feel it. She just feels it. That's why I'm saying the strength of a mom, of a woman, is just unmatched. I just don't know even where to start every time I think about it.
Someone just called mommy's boy on TikTok, and someone says she's a mom is selfless and kind to everyone. You see that? Bless you, Ella. I said her mom is very selfless and kind to everyone. Someone also said the best thing about my mom is her love, affection, and protection.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is nice.
Isn't that beautiful? So, like, we all know how beautiful our moms are, and we celebrate them. Like, shout out to every mom, and let's not forget the moms that are not even here anymore.
Yeah,
because we need to give a shout out to them for the work they have done.
Yeah.
Also, because it's not easy. And to everyone that did that, you don't have your mom anymore, we'll still celebrate with you because your mom gave birth to you and you are a blessing. And we love you. Shout out to your mom, wherever she is. I'm sure she's proud of you or whatever you're doing right now.
Exactly.
So I think I've got another incoming message. Go on, tell me more about, I want to know more about your, you know,
about
motherhood.
Motherhood.
And women, because I know you're very passionate about women.
Oh, yeah. Me, I could talk for the whole world if it comes to
go
women.
On. Tell me something. Tell me something.
I think we just, we're not just creating. I think, I don't know how to explain what a woman does in this world, but you know, the only time that I would think... It's difficult. I don't really know where to start if it comes to motherhood or a woman. Maybe because
today we already said it's about mothers.
Yes.
As much as you can, it's hard to separate women from mothers, but we want to focus more on mother because that's what, I mean, two weeks ago we did International Women's Day?
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Then that's more broad for everyone.
Exactly.
But today we're trying to... talk about mom, and someone just said my mom is selfless and accommodating. Someone else said my mom is a good listener, and I agree and disagree with my mom.
Yeah,
I taught my mom how to listen.
It can't be. Sometimes it needs to be like that.
And I think the more you grow, also they realize some certain things. Because let's not hide, some moms make mistakes.
Now, this is where I always say the cultural differences from different backgrounds. Not only moms, generally, you know, the values changes, you know, you always have to adjust. Even as a mom, you learn every day as a woman generally, you know, because we live with a lot of people, you know,
absolutely.
So we need to be always learning and be alert. And this is where I always say, like, from culture to culture is very different. And that's different. Where you are like, some countries you cannot talk in front of your mom. Some countries you need to be quiet and calm.
That's right.
That's where also then women are very reserved. They've been taught humility and being humble.
Absolutely.
Maybe in a very different way, I would say. I don't want to say negative, because to each their own. But in this instance, I always say that the culture plays a big role. Where you're coming from, and how you were brought up. And even our mothers, we should not forget that they were once children too,
That's right.
And also they yeah, they got the values from somewhere, and it changes, and it can be very difficult to adjust those changes. On, you know, if it comes to some mothers, and that's where you'll find, yeah, some mothers can be stubborn and they don't want to listen until they learn, of course.
Obviously, as kids also, most of the time we don't, they've walked the walk. Mm. They've been on that journey. So they feel like they know better. They can always guide us.
Exactly.
And we as a young people also feel like, I know where I'm going. But actually, no, you probably don't. You might have an idea of where you're going, but you actually don't know the path.
Yes.
And that's why you need someone, which is mom most of the time, that will guide you. Yes. Have you ever said, no matter how bad you are, your mom stays with you?
Oh, and you are always the best. In her head, you can never be bad.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of news of how this guy has done this negatively and stuff. And the mom will still be there.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, wow.
She will stand by you because she brought you.
That is the only love that you cannot, you cannot comprehend. No. Love, mother's love. We cannot speak enough about the time
that they've been so forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go out there then as an adult and you cannot even forgive. Let me tell you a story.
I had an account with my mom growing up. I was like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And we did this business back. And then I withdrew 50,000, which is, if you know what 50,000 is right now, it's a million. I went and put that money to that gambling that I did then, and I lost that money. Huh. And I was like, I'm dead.
And you still went to home.
Oh, one time I tried to explain this thing to my mom, I was singing for a song for myself.
Yes.
But you know what? That is when they actually don't do anything.
No. Oh, my God. The calmness kills. I remember another thing.
I was scared because my mom did not see anything. It was like, okay.
Let me tell you, one thing also I've learned from my mom, like I say, is the calmness. There is one day when I was very young, still in Africa, I used to, like, after school, I will divert to go and play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. And she knew that. The only issue is then I came late and you have to go and fetch water. You have to do the house chores.
Mm-hmm.
Just supporting her. I knew all that. And sometimes I would just postpone all that. I'd be like, I will do it later. Let me just continue playing. Every time I come back, my mom used to say something.
Mm.
And then in my head, I'd be like, you know, today I'm going to be late. She's just going to say something and then it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I will be grounded or whatever and then it's fine. Oh, my God. There is that one day.
Then we have tactics.
I went
different
home.
Different ones.
I came back from that game.
Mm-hmm.
Me thinking, yeah, she's just going to maybe scream at me or just, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. My mom just looked at me and said, oh, boss, you have decided to honor us with your presence. And then she just kept quiet. She just said, food is there.
Exactly.
Go and have a shower.
That's the part that kills you.
Ha, me? Me, I was like, I went later, apologized. And I said, mom, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
She said, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's when it clicked. Sometimes it's best for you to realize yourself what you've done.
Oh, yes.
And that was one of the things she was teaching me, because she got tired of telling me what's the right thing to do and I was still not doing it. So I was like, let me go and say, I'm sorry. And she was then unpicking with me saying, okay, what are you sorry about? So how are we going about? You reflect yourself and then you understand. Since that day, I always come early.
and that's just the advice, like I said earlier, I'm going to give to young people. You might think your mom is the most horrible person right now, but actually, no, she's not.
Mm-mm.
She's actually the best thing that can ever happen to you.
Mm.
So whatever phase you're going through, listen to that woman. Follow the guideline. She's looking out for your best.
Mm.
You know, there's rough days, there's good days. All you need to do is navigate it and just... No,
yeah.
You will get it.
Yeah, I think what you also mentioned, it's very important to understand that our mothers always lived in another era before having us.
Yeah.
Which means that even as much as they are guiding us, also they are allowed to make mistakes.
Oh, yes.
And we should give grace.
Oh, yes.
And we should be okay with that. You know, as much as they are willing to be accepting of the, you know, to showing us the right path, but be accepting of the changes of this world that comes with it. Because we live now in a different era where they will be questioning technologies. They didn't have, you know, WhatsApp and all this. So these kind of things needs to be understood. It's just one of the examples.
Shout out to foster moms also.
Yes.
You guys are doing an amazing job. Like, whew. Let's run to rants of the day. Quick. Rants of the day. We only have 1 minute left of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, tell me, what's burning you right now? What do you want to rant about before we finish?
It doesn't matter what.
It doesn't matter. This is just a segment for ranting.
For me, I think this weekend has taught me that things can just go left without you, and unexpectedly.
That's right.
Do not trust the process the way you've planned it. Always have a loophole or have grace with, you know, that allows change.
Okay.
Because you can be shocked in so many ways where you're like, oh my God, I did not expect this. I didn't even see this coming.
That's right.
Be calm and collected and be ready to say, it has been a rough one, yes.
I can totally agree with that, because sometimes things just, you prepare, everything is like in place, and then before you know, everything just, but yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But
no,
We get it right. Exactly. So, guys, it's been an amazing show today. Thank you. You know what? The way time goes quick on this show,
I
don't understand. It's 9 o'clock already, guys, and I have to leave, unfortunately. Thank you for everyone. Shout out to our moms. We love you, love you, love you, and will forever love you.
Thank you so
much. Yes, we hold you and will forever repay you back. So, thank you for everyone that's into the show. We'll be back again next week. To leave this show right now, the song I'm going to play that you guys can listen to is Mommy by Jesse King. Guys, listen to that song and just dance away. See you later. See you next week. God bless you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah. When you fear me, love, when you before you mess up, don't want me for do metal.
She made tea for me, oh, and she buy bread for me. Oh, yeah, tell me, tell me.